Hey everybody, I'm Amber.
And I'm Maddie.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot. And today, we are getting ghostly up in here. You want to talk a little paranormal? We got you. You listen to ghosts like me? We got stories to tell. I mean...
And I feel like this is a much ghosts, awaited...
You see shadows?
A much awaited yes. episode.
Yeah, we us. Haven't quite done paranormal-ish. I mean, we've bordered it. We've waded into that territory, but we have not gotten in the pool. We've just kind of brought it up in other episodes, but I don't feel like we've had an actual paranormal episode.
Right, and I think Amber and I discussed possibly hearing from you guys as well with your ghostly experiences.
Yeah, so... You ready? Like, A, get your pencils ready. So if you get some ideas of things that you remember that you had, we do want to hear. So
I have so many ghost experiences.
Oh, me too.
Like I told my husband.
Seeing, smelling, hearing.
My husband's a skeptic, which makes no fucking sense because we've experienced the same
shit. Oh my God, do you want to start with husbands? Let's just start with husbands. My husband, also, funny, doesn't believe in souls. Kind of believes in ghosts when it comes to like being afraid of like a haunted place, but if you bring up like a spirit or something that might be trying to give a message, oh no, that shit's not real. That's all hocus pocus.
Oh, my husband's like,
it's just a bunch of hocus pocus.
I don't believe in ghosts. I was like, first of all, let's just say this. Fuck you, Corey. Fuck you, Bryson.
Yeah.
That is how the Amityville Horror happened. Because the husband just
didn't fucking believe.
You were
Ryan Reynolds. You like, do be looking good, though.
Oh, damn. That beard.
That, I won't lie. Like, the sex scene is probably why I hate Melissa George so much. A, she looks like a dead fish, and she's with Ryan Reynolds, so... Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds got that nice-ass beard.
Right? Damn. But also,
like... Zam!
Wow.
That's our new catchphrase.
T-shirt just says, Zam. Wow.
Wait, we gotta have one of, like, yeah, oh my God, that's so funny. And it's gotta be, like, in, like, the fucking comic book.
Yes! I love it. It'll be our first shirt.
But for real, like, damn.
Yeah. But anyway,
like my
also, I don't like Melissa George's this part of her face. Yeah. I just want to punch it.
What is she
it
in?
It doesn't matter what she's in. What else is she in? Oh, shit. Like, you would have to ask.
I can I look it up? Because I know
yeah,
because
I've seen her in other stuff, but because I...
Melissa George.
I hate her face. God, I sound like a real bitch, but you know some people's faces just kind of bother you?
Oh, she's
you?
Australian?
That's Melissa George for me. Like, there's something about the face. I used to feel that way about Reese Witherspoon, and I don't anymore, so
oh,
I don't...
I'm so glad you don't. I love her. Oh, she's in Friends.
Melissa George?
Yeah.
She must have, like, a bit part.
She's only in Friends... She's in a couple episodes.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Just a bit. I was gonna say, like, she's not... Yeah. What else is she in, though?
Let's see. She is in 30 Days of Night.
That's what I was trying to think of, because she's the girl who left Josh Hartnett heartbroken, and that is why I hate her face. But also, yeah, her in Amityville Horror, not redeeming at all. Actually, I think Amityville Horror came before 30 Days of Night. Either way, both roles bother me, and I just can't like her.
Yeah, you know, I hate it when they, like, yeah.
Yeah.
But for real, husbands be doing that, and I don't know if it's, they're, like, trying to sound manly.
Right?
It's not feminine to believe in spirituality, and it pisses me off that that's, like, a fucking, like, stereotype. Like, no, I don't believe in ghosts.
But, like, I know plenty of dudes who do believe in ghosts, not necessarily from a spirituality standpoint or whatever, but, like...
Oh my fucking God, there's a huge-ass spider behind you.
You be staying over there, sir.
I'm sorry, like, we're talking...
You're fine. I was about to bust up laughing because I thought you were going to play.
No, I thought it was a brown recluse.
Oh, it looks like a wolf spider to me.
Oh, if it is, then that's cool.
Like, sir, you need to be moving on your way.
We got to put in the description. Oh. And guest starring.
A big ass spider over
Wolfie.
Amber's shoulder.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
Go on, yes, shoot. Go on now.
Get No. I'll get to the ancestor altar later, Mokash. I apologize.
Go on now. Yeah.
Go. Please. Go.
He's just watching us.
Yeah, I know.
He is. He's like, I hate intelligent spiders that when you're looking at them or you're talking about them, they stop and they're like, what are you saying?
Right? And I do feel like he is listening to our conversation.
He is. He totally knows what we're saying. And he looks at us like, I had one next to my door to my house. And we'd open the door and he'd stop and look at us.
Oh.
Or he'd know we were looking at him through the window. He'd be walking, then he'd stop. I mean, I'm sure it's probably like a... evolutionary fucking like instinct thing, like something's a predator's possibly watching me, but still, you know what I mean?
Like, I won't lie, like, I'm all love and light now, so I'm just like, please go away, don't make me kill you, I don't want to have to kill you. So back on,
we will go through like the most ghostly experience in our fucking life. Like, we were laying in bed one night. Just laying in bed. I'm half asleep. My husband's beside me whistling. Like, a straight-up tune. And then he's like, Maddie, do you hear that? Is that you? I'm like, half asleep. No, I thought it was you. Well, that's creepy. This motherfucker wants to say at 3 in the morning. This happened at 3 in the morning. He wants to be like, well, it could have been someone outside. That's worse.
Yeah,
you see why that's worse.
Neither of these thoughts are comforting.
Exactly.
But also, like, isn't Bryson the one that took that picture that had the thing in it? Remember, it was in the doorway to your room, and Theo was looking at it?
Oh, no. Yeah, that was
from
me.
Your bedroom. Oh, that you took that picture.
I took that picture. Oh, okay. My son's looking directly
at the thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Right, right. 100%. He's like, it's probably not a ghost. Okay, then what the fuck
is it? Then what's in the picture?
What the fuck is it? That's like a fucking face, dude.
Oh, yeah. That's like, I think I alluded to it in a previous episode, but like, I have a shadow guy in my garage. I have come to believe... Correct me if I'm wrong, but not in a scary way. I've come to believe that he kind of has a thing for me or something. Like, I feel like he watches
me
in a protective manner, not in, like, a creepy manner. He's not menacing at all.
I love that.
Yeah.
Maybe he's protecting the house.
Maybe.
And whoever's residing in the house at the time.
But, like, yeah. You know? Like, yeah. And it's funny because, like, nobody else has seen him, per se.
Mm-hmm.
I see him sometimes. Not all the time.
But you feel sometimes. Him all the time.
I do feel him quite often. Not all the time. So I'm like, where do you go?
Where do they go? I do not believe that ghosts, since we're speaking about our own beliefs, I don't believe that ghosts are trapped in any specific area.
I believe, like, okay,
so... I think they're trapped, so they automatically assume I can't go anywhere. It depends on if they learn their own power.
Right. Well, and I think it possibly depends on the mentality of the individual that passed. Because if you have a mentality that you're going to be bound to an area,
exactly,
you're going to be bound to an area. But if you're just
you can learn and change as a spirit, you know.
But I don't think it's like Beetlejuice where they die. Ooh, ghosts. I don't think it's like Beetlejuice where they die and when they open the door, the sandworm's there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think they're bound.
No.
Right?
No.
I think, like, they're only bound if they are only bound by a belief that they are bound or residual energy.
Oh, yeah.
So, because I hadn't thought of this until now, do you think residual energy and ghosts are the same thing? Or are they like not necessarily mutually exclusive but don't have to be the same thing?
I think they're not necessarily mutually exclusive. They don't have to be the same thing. I think a ghost could get trapped in residual energy.
Right.
But again, I think it's all about that mindset of, I can step out of this. A lot of ghosts don't
have that. Exactly.
Like somebody dies in their house and they don't know about ghosts, so they automatically assume, oh, damn, I'm stuck here.
I'm stuck in this house however many years.
But really, you can go anywhere.
Right.
Like, I mean, except for protected areas, but I'm a full believer in, as a medium, if I am somewhere and I call upon a certain ghost, they're going to fucking hear me and they're going to show up. You know what I mean?
But and if they read their handbook for the recently deceased, they know everything. So make sure you look for that when you die, guys. I'm sorry, but like one day I was driving home and I may or may not have been listening to the Doom Generation episode of Beetlejuice. I think I was, or it was right after listening to that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking, like, there's not an actual real handbook for life. Mm-hmm. There's not an actual real handbook for parenthood. Mm-hmm. But there's a handbook for the recently deceased. Like, dead people got it so good. Just kidding, guys. But that was just, that was a thought, so I had to say it. I did not mean to take away from what you were saying, but I agree that, like, residual energy can exist on its own, mm-hmm. ghosts can exist on their own, and ghosts can be trapped in residual mm-hmm. energy. But I just wanted to know what your thoughts were, because I hadn't thought of articulating it prior to while I was talking, and then I thought, oh, I wonder what she thinks about this.
I do. I definitely think that if a ghost wanted to go for a walk, they could. It's just whether or not they know they can.
Yeah, I agree.
I also am a firm believer that... I hate to say anything's haunted, because, like, I don't like to say that, like, oh, this house is haunted. Mm-hmm. I don't like the word haunted.
No, I'm with you, because, like, I'll pick up on the energy of mm-hmm. a place, and that's how I deem the place. Like, mm-hmm. it's got very strong energy, it has very passive energy. Well, sometimes haunting... I feel the energy of essences right. versus just, like, the energy of the house or building itself. Does that make sense?
Well, and haunting to me has such a negative sounding. I think demons haunt. I think ghosts Fair are enough. Just lost spirits. Fair or enough. Not lost spirits. Maybe they're exactly where they want to be. Like Patrick Swayze in Ghost. He didn't go to heaven. He chose to stay with Demi Moore, that bitch. Oh my god. My darling. Yeah, my husband won't. Like, we've watched it once because he's never seen it. And now he's like, fuck this. This is fucking sad. It is fucking sad. It doesn't even have a happy ending. I don't know how they could
I was going to try and keep doing Unchained Melody while you were talking about the movie, but I forgot the lyrics, so we got it just for that part.
But, like, and I do believe it, the not because of pop culture and ghost, but personally, I do believe that to be able to do these, and, like, something, oh my, this ghost threw something at me. Ghosts don't do that. And if they do, they're harvesting energy from something, because you don't understand, when you're not a physical being, you have to harvest so much fucking energy. Right, because, like,
energy can neither be created nor destroyed. Yes. The energy that I am moving this hand with right now, or that I am using mm-hmm. my voice and moving mm-hmm. my mouth and all that is energy that was created from the potion mm-hmm. I'm imbibing, or the scone right. I ate right. earlier, or the blueberry muffin we had earlier.
Right.
It's all energy that came from things.
Right.
A ghost doesn't have that.
No.
A ghost doesn't even have the physicality that I have
to be knock able that to shit know. Over. So to be able to harvest that's right. a lot of energy.
That's like, and fucking
it's not name like, oh, this shit. Ghost is throwing knives at me. It's throwing the bullshit. Okay? No offense, guys.
Right.
But, like,
there is a parallel universe that your universe is crossing over with, mm-hmm. and somebody else is playing a knife-throwing game. That's what's happening.
Right, exactly. But, like, I do believe a ghost Sorry. Can shut a door by itself. I've seen it personally.
Yeah. But that also energy a door, is just... It's so much easier mm-hmm. to get a door that's on hinges mm-hmm. and suspended in air, so it's not got friction. Just one
tiny touch.
Right, you exactly. know? You just Patrick Swayze needed just the air, mm-hmm. and that's it. And now the door... on its own.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, like, when a window slams shut, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
because the little gravity. Thing came off. Right, right, exactly. Gravity helps it. The ghost doesn't put all of that mm-hmm. pressure into it. The ghost did one little thing to get and it started. And
gravity, yes.
And, yes.
As opposed to picking up a penny.
Sorry for the sound effects this time, guys.
Via Patrick Swayze picking up a penny. Yeah. That is something entirely different.
Right, and you saw yeah. how much effort he had to put into that. Yeah. He had to manifest that shit.
Exactly. I not to just, like, believe
so,
it, but that's
not
just,
to, like, make this a Hollywood discussion. Right. Do you think ghosts can manifest? Because they still, if they can still think, right?
I like manifest as in you being. Oh, do you mean like? No, you don't mean like.
I don't know.
What do you mean by that? Do you mean
I
manifest
mean make
them?
Something happen? So I said he manifested it, right? So, like, he had to manifest something
I
in
think
order
they could
to
do
have.
It better. I think they could do it better. than us because they're out of this physical body, whereas this physical body...
They don't have those limitations.
Yes, they don't have those limitations. So I do think that they could probably do it better than we could. So maybe not physically touching the door, maybe just saying, close the door. Mm-hmm. I think that's totally possible. But again, that's harvesting energy as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, totally.
But you say that, I think that they could definitely do it.
So when you say that, I go, obviously, witches, ghosts are more powerful by everything that we have just said. You know, you always see in horror movies that like, oh, the witch died. And like, there's that movie, mm-hmm. The House of the Witch. I don't know if you've ever watched it. Oh, because
they've been practicing harvesting. Right.
And so like now they're free from that body.
I think it's all about that knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, and what you know and what you do with it. Like, whereas I hate to use the word.
Muggle?
Yes. becomes a ghost. Maybe they don't know and they think, oh, I'm stuck in this house. I don't know what I can do. Whereas a witch
is like, I'm no longer stuck in this body. Yes. I can do everything.
Right, right. That makes a lot of sense.
I love that. Sorry, that just came to me as you were talking. I was
it makes a whole lot of sense to me. And like the experiences that I have had, I've heard.
I feel less exploited by Hollywood. You guys were right. Who knew?
Right. Well, I've heard disembodied voices. Yeah. Those aren't cool. Dude, okay, again with my husband. We're sitting at dinner table. All of a sudden we hear, hello. A woman's voice. Hello. It was literally like that. Hello? And me and my husband were just like, did you hear that? What the fuck? How can you say you don't believe in ghosts when you experience this shit? And he's like, wow, that was weird. And then it's like he just totally brushes it off. Just like, wow, that was weird that we heard whistling. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but it's weird every time I hear my name whispered in my ear.
To me, disembodied voices are less of a thing. I think, you said, for you, they're more of a thing.
Yeah, because I'm clairaudient, so, ever since I was a little kid, I've been hearing shit.
So, for me, I've had this discussion with Amber. I'm coming out as a medium. Woo! You know? I've actually kind of been
up in here.
Right. So, when I see spirits, because I can, when I focus, I can always feel them, but when I really focus.
I don't see them as clearly as you do, but I'm working on that. Plus, homeboy in the garage is helping me on my seeing.
Well, and I want to explain it because it's like people automatically assume ghost whisperer. Why the fuck did I not write that one down? That's a good one.
I love ghost whisperer, you know? I'm not, I was never a Party of Five fan. I was never
You don't like the actress?
Her fan, yeah.
I love Ghost Whisperer.
No, she's the love interest of Ethan Embry and Can't Hardly Wait. And I had one of those, he's a geek, but I love him crushes on Ethan Embry. Because, he was, the scrawny kind of geeky guy. But not a geek. He's, stoner geek. You know what I mean? Right. Not the cool stoner guy. He was the weird stoner guy. And I have a thing for those kinds of guys. And so I loved Ethan Embry. And when she was, the girl who was his love interest, but she's not good enough for him. You know the type.
Right,
teen movie thing. I never liked her.
Like that one
She's
bitch.
Like one of those three-name people. I can't remember
Like that
her
one
name.
Bitch on Pretty in Pink. She's not good enough for Ducky. Fuck her.
I know.
But anyway, so when I see ghosts, it's not like Ghost Whisperer where you see them standing directly there. You can touch them. It's almost like you visualize it in your mind's eye.
Yes. Well, I'm starting to see shadows with my eye, though, when I see it.
Your physical or your mind's? A little bit of both?
It's getting more, yes.
I think maybe.
But you see more clearly than I do.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we went to the park that time with that one mutual friend of ours, and we did that at the tornado park, remember? And there was the man there.
Oh, yeah.
And, I could only see, a blurry impression of a man.
And children.
And you seemed to, you had much more.
I can.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
you know what I'm trying to say? Do you guys know what I'm trying to say?
I'm so hesitant to say it because I don't want people to be like, oh man, you're a fraud, but it's very easy for me to describe what clothes
No, but we have had that talk about you see it with your third eye kind of first. That's that's how it comes to you first.
Well, at least when the way it comes to me first is when I step into the room and then I feel the energy and then I'm like, who are you? And then I look at that energy and then the visualization appears in my mind, which we talked and discussed that maybe that was the third eye, mind's eye situation.
Yeah, no, no, because we did, but that, bringing that up made me realize I'm actually starting to visual as well. Does that make sense?
I think it's, I think it's definitely possible. I think all mediums.
It also depends on the entity.
Different. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Like, because a lot of the things out in nature, I still only see with my third eye.
Right.
Does that make sense?
No, absolutely.
Do you guys think we're crazy yet?
I know. I hope this gets lots of views.
I know. Like, oh, I'm so excited. Like, we've never talked with anybody other than each other about this one.
Right. And it's my life, man. You know what I mean? Like, it's
so... But it was like, I'm sorry, in that conversation where we had that epiphany about the third eye viewing, that was a real special moment for me.
Oh, it was a minor awakening.
It really was. And like... It's just dawning on me that we've never...
Well, and it's something I've always been able to do as a child. I remember, and this sounds so Hollywood, and I realize many people may not believe me. And if they don't, that's okay. this really happened. I remember, I'm closing my eyes because I'm remembering it, being in my room and crying and saying, I can't go to sleep. There's a big ass guy in my room. Sobbing my eyes out. My mom calls my grandma. I can't get her to sleep. I don't know what's going on. At that point, my grandmother lived down the road. She shows up and she sets me down and says, sometimes we can see things other people can't see. And that's 100% the truth. My mother can see. My sister can see. My sister's more afraid of it, so she closes it off.
My father can see, and he never told me. My mother told me that my father can see. And I'm like, do you know how much easier
I think it's more common.
If you, listener, ma'am or sir, if you have the gift, you need to be open with your children about it because you will make their lives so much easier.
Oh, well, and also I think
it's... The voices used to terrify me as a kid.
I think it's more common than people think. I think that because of the Christian church and other bigger mainstream belief systems, we're taught that close that off, or you can't, you're crazy.
No,
this has been going for centuries.
Yeah, it scared me. The clairaudience, guys, if you don't know what clairaudient is, it is when you can hear spirits. It used to terrify me as a kid because, there would be like 8 different conversations going on around me, it felt like. And like these guys are talking to each other and these guys are talking to each other and like everybody's like all around me and I'm picking up on little bits and pieces of things and I'm trying to, and the second that I can catch well enough what it is, I can't understand the words anymore, almost as if it's a different language. Now, as an adult, when I reflect on these things, and I've told you so many times, I feel like my ancestors have always been with me. As an adult, I believe, I want to say I have figured out, but obviously I don't know this for sure. Mm-hmm. So I guess I will say I believe that it was my ancestors trying to get messages through to me. And when I wasn't focusing too much, it came through in English, but they were all talking at the same time. And whenever I tried to focus, it was not English anymore because my ancestors didn't really speak English. Mm-hmm. That is what I've come to believe as an adult reflecting upon my experiences. Because like the one clear word always was my name. Mm-hmm. And it was always right here. Like, for those of you who are not watching on YouTube, I mean, it was in my ear to the point that you can feel the hairs move with the vibration of the sound.
Oh, Lord, that brings me to another ghost experience.
This is why I was scared as a kid. And I wish my dad would have told me he could see ghosts. Because maybe my dad could have seen who was talking to me. You know what I mean? And helped me out a little bit.
One time... I was laying in bed in the house that we lived in before we moved out into the country. And I'm just laying there. I'm feeling something breathe on my neck. I'm assuming it's my dog because I had a part pit bull, part boxer, similar to your dog. Mm-hmm. I'm like, get off me.
There's no fucking dog there. What the fuck was that? What was that?
I'm still confused because I'm telling you my hair moved. Who's cuddling up to me, bitch?
I know. I definitely understand.
Oh, and there were times when I would sit in bed or I'd lay in bed and it never occurred to me what it was until now. I'd be laying in bed, half asleep. Oh, it feels like a cat jumps on the bed. So I look up and I'm like, hey, is that a brownie? There's nothing fucking there. There's nothing there, but I would assume it would be like either, because I grew up with like 20 cats.
Right.
Dogs.
Yeah.
Like I grew up with
lots of
like,
animals. Yeah.
So I would automatically assume it was a cat jumping on the bed or a dog jumping on the bed. So when I would look up and there'd be no dog or cat on the bed, I'd be like, that was weird. Now as an adult, I'm like, bro, I think that was a ghost.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck else would that be?
Yeah, no. I mean, that or it was like a really fast, like they jumped up and down, like, you know, right. But. Every night, all the, like, really?
Oh, my God, it was so weird. My dog would, like, lift his head and growl. Like, I mean, my whole life was this.
Yeah, like, so the guy, I'm going to talk about the guy in the garage for a second because we're talking about dogs. So one night I realized, because, like, my dogs randomly bark at the garage. Mm-hmm. When the cats aren't in there.
Oh, I hate that.
Nobody's coming or going. I always assume, like, maybe Katie's come home. Because my older middle daughter has mostly moved out. But she comes home every once in a while to stay the night for a couple nights. Mm-hmm. And then she goes back where she's been staying. She's over 18. And, you know, she's living her best life. And I'm proud of her. She's going to go to college this year. And she's been accepted to one of the ones she wants to go to. And she's applied for all these scholarships. And she's doing great. So, like, please don't shame me as a parent or whatever because she comes and goes as she pleases. She's over 18, you know, whatever. But anyway, so I always assume it's her coming and going. And, you know, one night I realized, like, because I walked over to see what they were barking at, and I saw my homie in the garage. And I was like, hey, dude, what's up? And then I realized this is why the dogs randomly bark, because they're catching sight of him, jeez, probably through the cat door.
Probably.
And so they're like, what the fuck is in the garage? And they're like, bah, 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 bah. And so I probably embarrassed my kid that was home at the time because I started laughing and her friend was there as a witness to this. And I started laughing and I was like, you guys see him too? Is that what you're barking at? You're barking at the guy in the garage. He's fine. And so my kid and her friend walk over to look in the garage because they're like, what fucking guy in the garage? And I'm like, if you haven't seen him, don't worry about it. It's fine.
Dude, I think your mom's crazy.
Right, exactly. Like, I feel bad for my kid, but at the same time, like, I absolutely refuse to hide who I am. So right, it's like, exactly. Most of their friends low-key think it's great. So if they're making fun of me behind my back, whatever. It's better than the MILF thing when Roz was a freshman.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
American Pie.
Yeah, I did not like that. Neither did Roz. Yeah. It was awkward for both of us. Anywho, so yeah, like, I didn't mean to make it awkward for my kid, but I just thought it was funny that, like, I realized, oh, this is why the dogs are barking, not when, like, when nobody has come up, nobody's walking. Like, there's been no reason for them to be barking, you know?
I'm sorry, I keep talking. I feel like I have a picture of a ghost on my phone that I took. No, but this is a different one. The one in my house, the one in the dining room.
Yeah.
But can you believe the one I took on the square?
Yes.
Fucking believe
that was a full-fledged face, guys. Like,
no, you all don't. I kind of,
like, there were eyes and everything. Were his eyes glowing? I can't remember.
No, he was.
A pinpoint.
They were black.
I don't know. I was like, because the one picture from in your house, I told you when I looked at that picture, the first thing.
Don't you fucking see it?
Like I looking. Do see it, and I also still see the warning image in my mind. Because guys, Maddie took a picture in her house.
It looks
and
like an alien.
And she sent it
to
me. It does. That's what Corey said too.
It doesn't look like a fucking.
It doesn't. I don't know that it was ever a person.
Human. Yeah. I don't think so either.
But like literally, she sent me this picture. I opened it on my phone, and the first thing that I saw in my mind's eye, honestly, was a warning sign.
Does this look like the same thing or no? This is the one Theodore's staring at. Look, he's got no hair. He was so little.
He's so tiny.
This is the one in the bedroom versus the one in the dining room. They almost look the same.
It almost looks the same.
But, like, that's a fucking face. Those are eyes.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
That's a nose.
Oh, yeah.
But then the other one looks more.
It's funny because on your other phone, that picture was so much darker.
It doesn't. I know. That's why I opened it up because I'm like, I can actually see it now.
But like this picture of whatever she caught on camera, it's so unsettling that my first reaction was like, no, danger, Will Robinson.
Oh, I'm like, sorry. This is just my dad tried to leave the house with his hair like this, and my mom was pissed. And they were fighting. So she's like,
shame.
She's like, no, tell him he cannot leave the house with his hair like this. And I was like, what the fuck are you going for? Like, half bald Wolverine? Like,
dude, my husband leaves the house in socks and sandals. I got no.
Oh, my God.
I have no say.
But
lucky your mom.
the ghosts in my house, though, but they don't bother us. Yeah. I never really have any issues. Occasionally, I feel like something's annoyed that my son is crying. Because it's like, shut that fucking kid up.
Right.
But, which is weird because those are not positive pictures.
Uh-uh.
Not at all.
No. I don't know, but, you know, as we've talked previously, you know, we did make that peace offering when you first moved in. Mm-hmm. And maybe if it feels like you're abiding by the rules.
Maybe, I don't know, but like the one does not look human. It looks like it looks like an alien to me.
Like honestly, like on your new phone, the other one doesn't look human either.
You don't think so either?
I don't think so. I mean, I see an eye and a nose, but I don't think so. Do you think it could
be like an alien, or do you think it's like dead ass Damon? Like, what are we talking here, Amber?
I mean, it could be Faye. Like, non-human doesn't mean
it's definitely not. Yeah, it's
yeah.
And like, it's not a house around either, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But it does look mischievous, peeking
it
out.
It does
like that.
Look fae creature-y. That's like, why I said that. Like, it straight up made me think fae.
Really?
The second alien picture.
Oh, the second picture, yeah. And he's looking directly at it, too.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Like,
yeah.
My son probably has the gift.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah.
Dawson.
This boy is, like,
oh, my.
This boy is sensitive like I am. Like, her son and I, we wake up at the same times at, like, 3 a.m. and shit. Mm-hmm. And, like, when it's a new moon and when it's a full moon and when the veil is thinning for months at a time. Yeah, you got a rough ride.
My fucking nephew, he has the gift, and it's horrible. When he was a baby, he used to walk up to random people and hold his, like, random nothing, and hold his arms out, like, pick me up. And we'd be like, don't do that. That's fucking weird. Don't do that. And, or he'd be, like, holding his toy out to share it with something. We have no idea. We got pictures and videos, guys. It sounds crazy, but it's true.
I believe it, though, because that's the kind of kid I was. Like, I literally, like, communed with like entities all the time, talked to things around me, and like always had a very close connection to my mother's mother, who was gone long before I was ever born, to the point that like I would have conversations with her. Mm-hmm. And on the playground I would throw sand into the air and I'd be like, take your shape, Grandmother Ellen.
She's like, listen to your Pocahontas, the willow tree. I wish my nephew was that positive. That was so positive, so happy. My nephew's actually like, yeah, ghosty.
Yeah, it's different, but it's the same. You know what
I mean?
Yeah,
he's like, yeah, this is my friend. His name's Ghosty. Why the fuck do you call him Ghosty? I don't know. That's the only thing I can think to call him. Like, he's in your room right now. What do you mean he's in my room right now? He's right beside you. Like, I'm like, I can't even say he said that shit to freak me out because he was like 4 at the time. He's like, now there's a man standing right beside you. What do you mean? He's looking at you. Go! Get out! I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, God, this kid is creepy. He is the definition of the kid from The Sixth Sense.
Well, but like, you know, and I get it though, because like kids, they are inherently more connected.
Right, absolutely.
I heard so much more as a child.
I saw so much
than
more
I
as a
hear
child.
Absolutely. Now.
I like to think it's because we're so busy.
Yeah.
You know?
This
what
is
I mean?
True. I do. Because like also, I don't hear, for the most part, I don't hear things when other people are around, because usually they're talking. So if they're talking to me and a ghost is talking to me, probably not going to be able to hear the ghost over the real voice involved. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Unless they get right up here. And that has happened. And that's usually when I hear my name and I know it's somebody trying to get my attention. But for the most part, we are so busy. We don't have a lot of alone time. Mm-hmm. If something wants to come to you and you only, mm-hmm. it's not going to come to you when you're around a bunch of people.
Exactly, yeah.
You know?
And something that I've noticed in my family, this is not speaking for everyone. I like to think that all medium, like, I believe being a medium is definitely hereditary. Mm-hmm. That's just me. That's just me. In my family, that happens to be the case. Mm-hmm. And the most likely or the strongest connection to this gift in my family are the young females. Granted, like I just said, my nephew and my cousin, who's also a male, a younger boy, both can. But the strongest in my family, it's definitely the younger females. My grandmother noticed that as she aged and went through menopause. Oh my God, it's right behind you now. I'm sorry. The spider is still hanging around, guys. That's a sign because I'm over here talking about this shit. But,
Oh gosh.
My grandmother noticed.
What do you want me to
when
know?
It came to her time to go through menopause, the gift kind of softened. So it's like a year, like the older you get, the duller it gets. I don't know why. I don't know if that's like a physical thing, if that's a spiritual thing, or
well,
if it's,
but also, did she work at it?
No, absolutely not. You know,
right? Well, so I wonder if it's something that like. It can be, like, because...
It can't... Groans usually are more powerful.
Right,
so, like,
so you've got to be able to take it with mm-hmm. you if you grow it. Mm-hmm. You know, does that make sense?
But it's so right? hard when you go through an experience like I did as a child, opening all up, I guess, which is becoming friends with the wrong ghost.
Right.
And getting into trouble. Because right. mean ghosts or spirits like to take advantage of ignorant people, mm-hmm. especially people yep. with a gift.
Oh, yeah.
So that happened to me, and I'm still recovering from it, even though that happened when I was like 13. I'm still terrified to completely open my third eye because fuck, I done fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, no, I mean, I understand because, like, when, you know, we talk about this in the Ouija episode, so if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to that one. But, you know, my friends and I, you know, we conjured something or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. And I had something in my presence because we'd unfucked around. Mm-hmm. And additionally, with another group of friends that was fucking around, I brought an attachment home with me. Mm-hmm.
Speaking
there
of attachments.
There were many years.
Help us get to the Amityville Horror House by... I should not have said that. I believe speaking shit into... Why did I do that? Just follow our Patreon. So we can go places.
Okay, so...
I'm just gonna...
Help us take this podcast on the road.
Right.
Yes. Do you like how I put the...
I do, and I'm like touching it like, I didn't mean to say that. I'm sorry, it's like making me sick. But in all seriousness... No.
But in all seriousness, check out our Patreon.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine. I have
attachment from the
attachment. Yeah. So I brought home an attachment, and essentially, like, there were many years where it was like I only did research for many, many years because
right,
because
you don't want to fuck up.
Yeah. I only got back into divination within the last decade.
So for me, it's not so much divination. It's just specifically speaking with spirits. To me, I do not classify tarot in that same category. A lot of people do. A lot of people do.
Yeah.
But I don't. Because to me, it's more the divine and less... spirits, everybody believes things differently. They channel things differently. For me, I'm channeling the God and Goddess, the divine, whereas some people channel their answers through the ancestors or through spirits, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, for me, whether it's tarot, a Ouija board, a mm-hmm. pendulum, or being open to the messages from the universe, mm-hmm. It's all being open to communication, which I wasn't willing to do until I had, you know, better prepared myself, so I guess that's not the right way to say that, because I won't say that I only opened up within the last 10 years, but I really was only willing to do physical things, own a Ouija board, use a pendulum, use tarot, use oracle, do any of those actual physical pieces of the puzzle, because up until that point, I was just mostly researching, also practicing, but again, wanting that, feeling like I had come to some level of maturity.
Right. It's definitely not something to jump into, because you can run into problems like teenage Maddie
exactly.
Did.
And teenage Amber did. And so 20-something Amber was like, remember your missteps as you step forward, essentially. You know, so it just, what I'm taking a really long time to say is, like, everybody goes at their own pace to get back to whatever.
And I have to say, this is, I'm going to say it. Don't fucking summon something when you don't know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, everybody's like, what? You're going, like, to tell me what not to do? I'm going to go out there.
Well,
do
that's
it.
Like, okay, you so, know? Like, they, for, I just learned that The Craft, when they were writing that movie, they had, like, an actual witch come help with the, the, you know, all the stuff, right? Like, the rituals and things like that. Yeah, I had read that. And that's why Manon, or Manol, whichever way you hear Nancy say it, it's not a real entity. She told them straight up, you need to make some shit up. You need to make up an entity, because I don't want a bunch, and I thought this was so great of her, I don't want a bunch of young women out there trying to summon this thing that they know nothing about. Exactly. And I was like, fuck yes, you go, girl.
Right, or don't summon a random fucking name that pops in your head. You know what I mean? Like, don't do these things. Mm-hmm. Because on the topic of, I know I can, and I'm going to say it with semi-confidence, because I'm coming into my power. I know that if I call a spirit to me, then they will come. I know they will. Where was I going with that? Don't fucking call a random one. You know what I mean? Just because you get like
specific intentions. Yes. Know who it is. Like, because if you're not very practiced, how do you know what?
And make sure you fucking know, because teenage Maddie did exactly that, and I didn't know. I knew what it wanted me to see. Which brings me to, I do have a question, not necessarily on the topic of ghosts. But sometimes I have these dreams where, like, I'm under psychic attack in my dreams, but I'm able to fucking, like, cast a circle real quick or use my energy as a is that fucking weird?
No.
Do you do that too? Yeah. Like, so I guess, would you say that's growing into, using your subconscious to protect yourself spiritually? What would you call that? Because I have done that many a times where I have felt unsafe. So I've physically in my dream casted a circle, or I physically in my dream in my subconscious am able to put that aura or that energy shield around myself. In my dreams, I can physically see it because it's, I guess you would say, in the other world.
Right.
So what would you say?
So until you just said any of what you said, paranoid Amber's brain just kind of figured it was my subconscious taking care of me. I think I've told you quite a bit over the past few years. You guys are going to think I'm crazy and paranoid. Sorry.
They already do this whole episode.
This whole episode, like 8-10 episodes ago, at least. Anyway, so I often wake up with weird scratches and bruises and things like that. And I told you, ever since we had that incident some years back, I wondered if this individual was trying to get me when I was most vulnerable. Mm-hmm. In other words, like psychically attacking me or coming at me when I'm asleep. Mm-hmm. So, like, I always sleep with my pentacle on now and stuff like that. But because of that thought process, it just kind of has fed into that thought that something has been, you know, coming my way, during my sleeping hours, which also I believe is part of why when the veil is thinned, I wake up so much at 3 and 4 a.m., which, yeah. But also, I think I told you that I've been working mentally on having my spiritual body do things that my physical body can't do at that time because of people being around or whatever. So when you said, do you think it's my subconscious, like, do you think it's your subconscious, like, practicing, working on things, like, that makes a lot of sense to me because in wakeful moments, I am trying to teach my not corporeal body how to manipulate energy without my actual body doing that.
Well,
do you then, guys, are you guys still with us? Right?
Well, and then I'm also like, is it
the
a form,
more you say these things out loud,
is it a form of astral projection? You know what I mean? Because there are many incidences that I can recall where my go-to for protection is casting a circle. Not necessarily out and about, like, in human form. But when I don't have my body and I'm in my dream, I'm definitely casting a fucking circle. There are also times where I'm physically, like, using my hands. And not to sound all fucking charmed, but, like, I'm able to, like, draw that fucking energy and, like, push, you know what I mean?
It's like that, because it's your dreams, like, you can actually, like,
can
I actually,
it.
Yeah, yes. Like, I actually manipulate air and move the air more so than my physical body.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right, well, I had a weird dream that, like, and this is probably just a dream, but there was a ghost haunting another house. And I was in there, and it was attacking the girl, and I was able to get the spirit to leave the girl alone by allowing it to come inside myself.
Oh.
And my subconscious and my own spirit was able to push that spirit out and into, like, it was fucking
That's
weird.
Cool.
It was
that
like,
is
I.
Charm shit.
Is it not? Is it not,
it
though?
Is.
For
like,
real.
Don't they, like, do that? Like, I'm gonna trap this spirit in this jar.
Right, but it was within myself. And I was, like, able to, like, push it out, and it was, like, it was weird. It was like, it came out like a light and then went into something. And I was like, gotcha, motherfucker.
It was weird. The original Ghostbuster move.
Right? Oh my god, what if it was? What if it was sucking, like, it inside yourself and able to, like,
oh shit,
wow, I didn't even think.
That's what exorcists really did.
Demental. Ooh, I got chills. They're multiplying with this conversation. Damn.
Wow.
Dude, I love
the first one of you motherfuckers that comments I look like Owen Wilson when I'm saying you're blocked. I'm just fucking saying I'm throwing it out there now.
Somebody write a review and say I love the new catchphrase. Please.
Yes. I guess when we get our first Witches Talking Tarot t-shirt, it has to be
It has to.
It's our catchphrase.
Oh my god. Or put a fucking another bumper sticker.
Zam. Wow. comic book letters.
I feel like, honestly, though, that this is probably one of our more in-depth episodes. I think this may be one of the most in-depth spiritual episodes that we've had. I hope people...
We got pretty personal on the our sensitivity levels.
I hope people stick around.
I do, too.
You know, like...
I mean, if you didn't think we were crazy before now, you can pretend you didn't listen to any of this if you have an aversion to us now.
See, the thing is, we're just going up the roller coaster. We still
got
to...
Gotta
go down. Yeah. Sorry. some ghost movies in pop culture. We've got Casper the Friendly Ghost.
I love Casper.
Not exactly accurate, but I don't give a shit.
And you know what? Like, I know I told you I've started smelling ghosts recently, right? Doesn't she smell him in or smell something in that in Casper, I feel like Christina Ricci, like, smells
I think it's the sulfur smell of his nasty-ass uncles or some shit.
Maybe
I love the tubby one. He's like,
oh, I know. He's like, throws the pie in and it just falls through, out, right? Yeah.
He's like, guys, stop. Stop, you're gonna scare him.
I forgot the fucking uncles, man. I just like Catherine Moriarty as the bad bitch.
Oh, my God,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God, she's so awful. And then she dies at the end.
And she's a ghost.
I know.
I do.
And then there's the guy from Monty Python who, like, doesn't he, like, cut his wrist and it's, like, spurting? Like, doesn't he get hurt?
I'm not
and
sure.
And he's,
I
like,
don't...
spurting blood. He's her little henchman. He's the little, like...
Oh, I'm sure that probably
I think,
does
like,
happen.
I feel like he hurt himself, like, really bad. And it's, like, spurting blood.
He pushes her off the fucking cliff. That's how she dies. Yes. Remember in the fucking car? Dude, I think that's the same actor, but I think he's in National Lampoon's, and that's where he fucking spurts. Like, they Maybe. Run his ass over. And
oh,
he's like,
that's where I'm picturing him. He's like, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay, they're like, oh my God.
Maybe they do something in Casper that's kind of a throwback, because I feel like something very similar happens to him in Casper, but maybe I'm just like,
right.
You know.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Like, universe. I don't know. I'm pretty sure he's from Monty Python. I could be wrong.
But I do love that movie. It's just the sweetest little movie.
I love Casper. I watched it so much.
And I love the other one with Hilary Duff. The Sixth Sense is also a really ghostly movie, which is all right.
I can see dead people.
I don't like that little kid.
Oh, he grew up so chunky. Bless
his
little
heart.
He did.
He looks the exact same. What a sweet little guy. I don't like the kid because it was in, like, he was in this movie called, like, Pay It Forward.
I loved that movie.
Doesn't he die?
Maybe. But it was such a good movie. I tried to do the pay it forward movement, but, like, when other people are assholes, it's really hard to pay it forward, guys.
Also, like, pay it forward in the, like, drive-in is, like, a fucking Russian roulette situation. What if somebody has, like, 10 kids? And
right?
Like,
oh, God.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know about that.
No, I forgot they
did
that now.
How much is their order? $60? Never mind.
Well, in, like, England, I don't know, somewhere in Europe, they have a pending coffee deal.
Oh, where you can
or a pending meal you can pay for. And then if somebody in need comes in and says, do you have any pending? Yeah.
I wish they had that here.
I wish people sucked less here. So.
Ghostly movie that we love is I Like Sleepy Hollow.
Oh,
The movie and the TV show, both Ichabod Cranes are sexy as fuck.
I like the Disney cartoon Sleepy Hollow and the Johnny Depp one. I don't think I watched the show.
The show's pretty good. It's definitely pretty good.
I love the movie. I love Christina Ricci in the movie as a blonde, because that never happens, like,
ever.
No, it
doesn't. She looks very
The amazing. Stepmother's dress in the beginning of the movie, where Ichabod Crane arrives to the party and, like, homegirls, like, bobbing for apples and shit, and then they do the, like, eyes covered and Pickety witch thing, or what the fuck ever game they're playing. And the stepmom that, like, turns out to be the bad guy in the end, like, she's in that orange and black dress.
Yeah.
The dress is goals.
Like, oh, yeah, you like it?
If I own that thing, I will die happy. Like, I want that dress, and I want somewhere to wear it. So, give me that dress, anybody out there.
Right.
And give me an excuse to wear it somewhere.
Yeah, let us get it with a picture.
Yeah, exactly, like... do we have a seamstress listening? You know, we'll tell you what we'd like. You make it. We'll wear it to the podcast awards ball.
I'm going to look this up real quick before we get off. I swear to God, there's a show called Ghosts.
So, there is a show called Ghosted, which is funny as fuck. It's got Adam Scott and Craig Robinson. Adam Scott is from Parks and Rec, and Craig Robinson is from The Office. And... fucking hilarious ass show where it's a skeptic and another guy, and they get pulled into being on the government's secret service for paranormal shit. Because, like, ghosty stuff keeps coming around Adam Scott. But in my opinion, even funnier than Ghosted, these are both on Hulu, by the way, guys, is Deadbeat with Tyler Labine from Sons of Tucson, and he is Dale and Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Oh, the chunky one or the yes. little one? I love the yes. chunky one.
He's my so favorite. Cute. He's the cutest.
He is so cute. He's
so cute. And he's the main character in Deadbeat, where he's like the stoner deadbeat.
He's so romantic in the other one.
He can see ghosts.
Oh my gosh.
And I gotta look. Stoner. And it's funny as fuck. And like, he like essentially. He just keeps trying to help ghosts out to fulfill their, like, you know, why they're still there on Earth thing.
Oh, my gosh.
That and then so they, funny. Like, get to see the white light and go on. And look Kumar at the- from Harold and Kumar's in, like, the second or third That's, season.
That is fucking yeah. hilarious. Yeah, oh, my exactly. God. I've got to
it's
see that.
Such
I
a do, funny show.
I do love it. He's lost also, some weight.
Yeah, and Ghosted is funny as hell, too. You should check it out. And it's got the dude from The Office and the dude from Parks and Rec, so definitely good shows.
So the one I want to watch is Ghosts. With an S. I haven't seen it yet. It just came out. It's got a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes and a 7.7 out of 10. So it must be really good. So it's about this, who's like, Rose McIver, who is also in iZombie.
So close. I thought you were going to say McGowan and I was going to be in. No, I loved iZombie.
I think she plays in The Flowers in the Attic as well. She plays in Petals in the Wind, yes. So she is...
Yeah, I like I do iZombie. Like that series. Is she the main character from iZombie?
Yes.
I love
yes.
her.
I knew she played in the Flowers in the Attic series. Anyway, so her and her husband, like, throw caution to the wind, and they purchase a rundown country estate that was a bed and breakfast, only to find it inhabited by many ghosts of deceased residents that include, they're all close-knit, they're friends, a Prohibition-era singer, a pompous 1700s militiaman, a 60s hippie fond of hallucinogens, and an overly upbeat 80s scout troop leader.
Yeah, so I want to watch that too, but how did we not mention fucking the first season of American Horror Story?
Oh my god, what the fuck? Yeah.
Yeah, like...
Sorry, guys.
No, you're fine. It was just like when you said they're all close and they know each other. Oh, just like in fucking Murder House.
I love Murder House.
I love Murder House. Like, granted, I don't like Dermot Mulroney or Dylan McDermott. Dylan McDermott Mulroney, is whichever he the main one it dude? Is. Yeah, the dad.
The dad, yeah. The dad.
But I love, my favorite thing about that season is the maid and how he sees
too.
Her as the one and the mom sees
I
her as
love
the other.
Her.
I do too. She's the best.
She. Well, I like her in all the series.
Yeah,
the old
I like,
woman,
yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, I love Jessica Lange because I already love Jessica right. Lange from when she was Patsy Cline and from when she was in King Kong.
And how they finished Tate. I love how they ended his story Tate. In Apocalypse. He wasn't really bad. He was just possessed.
Because, like, yeah, like, Murder House, it's like, oh, how can I grew up in Columbine era.
Right,
you know
so
what
it's
I mean?
Like, how
so
can
it's
I
like,
love
how
him?
Can I love him? Yeah.
But it's because possessed it's like him and I love that was a we gotta hurry up and save this shit because everybody's in love with Tate even though he did this, you know what I mean? We gotta find a way to make him not
make
hate
it okay.
themselves
yeah.
I hate the dad, the masturbating crier. He just cries and masturbates and it's like
God. I definitely forgot about that part.
Yeah, he's like and it's like, bro,
you cheated on your wife, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to do that.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Sorry.
You know, but I... Oh, the ghost. The girl, her name's Lily something. She had the baby.
Oh, yeah.
She's
the
like,
one from the
20s.
Baby? I know. Lily Rabe. I love her.
But she doesn't really want a baby. She just likes the idea.
Right. Yeah. She doesn't want the work.
Mm-hmm. Well, she wouldn't need it back then. She had
nope, she had a nanny and shit. Yeah. She wouldn't even have to breastfeed. She'd have a wet nurse.
Right,
exactly.
Because
her husband was a famous doctor. He's a doctor, ladies.
Yes. Oh my god, they even have the fucking Black Dahlia ghost as well. They have a little bit of everything.
They do.
Elizabeth Short.
No, I was looking for the actress's name. It was...
Oh, the actress. Okay.
Yeah, that did the Black Dahlia.
I have no idea.
She's from American Pie. She's got the huge forehead.
She's got blonde hair in American Pie.
Yeah.
Okay, I know who you're talking about.
Like, yep. All I can think of is Mira Sorvino, and that is not right, but she has, like, an M and an S name.
I know, exactly. I did not even put two and two together.
Yeah, she's the girl from American Pie and from American Beauty. She's all around an American girl.
So when... Sorry. When American Horror Story Murder House came out...
Oh, shit! She's an American Pie, American Beauty... And American Horror Story? God, she really is the American girl.
That's hilarious.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. All the girls... It came out when I was, like, a senior.
Okay.
Oh, my God, I love Tate. Damn, Tate is so fucking hot. I want a guy like Tate. Oh, yeah. And now I look back, I watched it, and I was like, who the fuck wants a guy like Tate? It's, like, all edgy, I guess. It's throwback to last week's episode, or is it?
Today. It went out today. They were recording, but yeah.
Fucking thing where it's like, you're super cringy. He's like, all people are monsters. Oh, shut the fuck up. All
right, Jared Leto.
Right,
so-called teenage life. Like, yeah, I feel that hardcore. Like,
right. She's like, I hate my parents.
Right.
I don't mean to, like, if we have younger listeners, which right. I looked on our anchor and not necessarily. It's very cringy when she's just like, my parents don't understand.
But we're not discounting you. We know you exist.
No, I
listened to last week's episode. We get you.
We went through it right. Oh my God, what about the scene where that bitch turned out to be a ghost and she thought she was alive the whole
time? I know. And then she's got to be like, look, I can't leave the house. I done killed myself.
Tate fucking shows her dead body. Not the best idea, Tate. That was pretty...
I mean, I guess maybe that's the only way he thought he could get her to... He died at 16. His brain... Not fully developed.
But then you've got all the horny teenagers like, oh my God, that's so romantic. Because he's like, you died loved. You died loved. I held you in my arms. Oh my God, that's so romantic. No!
God!
It's not!
Yeah, see, things that I block out for certain reasons.
But it was sweet, I guess.
I mean,
he tried to save her, and he couldn't, so he held her while she died. Right. How romantic.
Speaking of sad, when the one girl dies, and her Jessica Lange is, tried to get her there so that she could always have her daughter.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, you were so mean to her when she was alive, but
she
whatever.
Loved her in her own unusual way.
Like, she loved all her kids in her own unusual way.
Yeah.
She also killed her husband for sleeping with that maid, so, you know. Shot the maid right through the eye. Oh, wait. Did she kill the husband? She killed them both, right?
She killed them both.
Yeah. Oh, and then she buried the maid under the husband, right?
No, she buried them away from each other.
Away from each other.
She buried her on the property
so she could always boss her around. And she buried him somewhere else.
She said, I would hate to bury you next to your whore or some shit like that. Well, I mean, I'm not saying that I support what she's saying, because it's definitely not, but he cheated on her. I don't know, I'm not saying,
I'm a wife, that's all I can answer this way.
Yeah, right, but I don't know, that was
my sympathies exist, I think, with the maid.
That's me too, too.
Because she, I'm pretty sure she didn't want none of that.
Yeah.
She just wanted her job.
I think he raped her.
I'm pretty sure he raped her, and that's what she came in on. But,
so, my sympathies do run with the maid as well.
Yeah.
Also, I think it's really, gross that, she's, known for her blowjob skills around the house, and she's...
That Work woman. What you got,
oh, she's
I
that
guess.
Woman. She, yeah. You know.
She stayed in her role even in death, I guess. I don't know.
I mean... It's a good one.
It is. I just couldn't let us, go away from ghosts and not... I was like, how did I...
Right, and what I love about American Horror Story... Before we get off here, I'm so sorry. If you've noticed, we've got Murder House, which is obviously a portal because you can't leave once you die there. But then Hotel is obviously a portal because you can't leave once you die there. You're stuck there. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's a fucking another one. And it's
Is Roanoke like that?
Yes. Yes, you can't leave because you die there. So how are they?
Oh, the camp, too. There's the camp at...
I never finished that one. Is that like that?
Yeah,
1984, you can't leave.
Yeah,
And you're
at the camp. Yeah, if you die there, you stay there.
So why? Why would is all these places? Like, are they going to address that? Is it just portals to hell? Is it just places with portals? Because I do believe that there could be portals. Well,
Hotel
is
based off that famous hotel where a lot of serial killers stayed and people died.
Oh, right? My God. There's ghosts in that one. Like, they're all ghosts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look exactly.
Liz Taylor, the ending.
I know.
They're, like, the weirdest couple, but, like, the cutest doesn't matter. I know. Like,
I was going to call him Liz Taylor in the first one because I can't remember
his name.
He's a bastard. But, yeah.
But, like...
Well, I mean, he's just in love with Jessica Lange. Bless his poor little salesman-y heart.
But fucking hell, like, he is Hotel. And the ending when he fucking, like, when they all killed him.
I know.
Or killed her, like... And then he sees the ghost lets him see him. I can't even, what the fuck, is his name Tristan?
Yeah.
He lets him see him. He's like, babe, why didn't you let me see you? And he's like, because you had more living to do, darling. And I'm like, so romantic.
My favorite line out of Tristan's mouth ever.
That
actor still creeps me out.
I do love the Halloween episode. I don't know if that would be ghosts. Is that ghosts or is that demons? I mean.
Well, they were human once.
Right, so you've got that one fucker.
Eileen Wuornos. You've got the Night Stalker. You've got...
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then who? That one fucking guy that built the hotel. That guy was real.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they all were real.
Yeah, he was based off of H.H. Holmes, wasn't he?
I think so. He made a hotel specifically to murder people.
In the Chicago World's Fair.
Yeah. Fucking insane.
Yeah.
And I feel like there was a couple others. But then the medium comes in at the last minute, like the last episode, and she's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Ugh. Just thinking about it, the energy, it just makes me so, like, ill. You know what I mean? Subscribe to our Patreon so that we can go to the Cecile Hotel.
Yeah.
Like. No, like, gotta touch the pentacle. I don't know about
that one. I'm not sure about that one.
I know. I was the same way with the Amityville Horror. I don't know.
I'm all about going to places for healing, but I don't want to be murdered.
I know, Dennis. Like, there's some ones I don't know. But, like,
we get enough patrons, we'll go some cool places for you.
We'll stand outside.
We will work our way up to bigger places as we get more patrons. So,
right.
You know, help us get there.
I was going to say the Statue of Liberty. That makes no fucking sense.
Well, I still vote Rhode Island Stonehenge that the Boys in the Woods podcast mentioned in their episode because it's definitely man-made, but I still want to check it out.
I do want to go to Roanoke.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, I want to go there so bad.
Shit.
I'll be like, I know what happened to them. They're like,
you want to listen to me podcast from the Bermuda Triangle guys?
I'll be like, I know what happened to the colony. They're like, this crazy fucking bitch. Like, can you imagine, though, like, a whole ass episode of... First of all, we should do a whole ass episode on Roanoke. I didn't even think about the theories.
Oh, yeah. No, I've totally thought about doing Roanoke. We just haven't gotten there yet. Right. You know what I mean?
We've gotten more excited.
Yeah, we've got Atlantis. We've got Roanoke. We've got so much shit to talk about, y'all.
And if you thought we sounded crazy in this episode... Well, if you're watching us on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. We got a new subscriber last week, which is fucking awesome. Ooh. Our goal for the end of this month, what was it?
65.
So we are 11. Close.
Yeah, help us reach our goal and or just make sure you get to be alerted when we have shit coming out. So like and subscribe.
Right. Follow us on Instagram @ Classiest Witches. Or @ Witches Talking Tarot. Sorry, it's getting late, y'all.
It is.
And then Twitter @ Classiest Witches.
Yes, and tell us your own ghost stories on Twitter @ Classiest Witches. If we get enough from users, we will totally do an episode where we read about your experiences and give our own 2 cents.
Yes.
So...
our own witchy.
Yes, exactly. Which will have a maternity leave episode come out where we do that with some other podcasters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But so make sure you do all the things so that you can keep up with the things and then you'll be around when we do more things about ghosts. And in the meantime, thanks for coming to sit with us for a spell. Bye.
Hey everyone, it's Amber, one of your colorful co-hosts here at Witches Talking Tarot, and I just wanted to take a brief moment of your time to let our local listeners in the Joplin, Missouri and Pittsburgh, Kansas area know that this year we have our annual Pagan Pride Day celebration on September 10th in Cunningham Park in Joplin, Missouri. This year, we are celebrating that wonderful air element. We are creating with the craft. We've got presentations on tarot reading, presentations on sigil creation. A geomancer will be giving us a presentation. We're also going to have an open mic hour for our local or not so local pagan creatives that are working on something and want to share it with the community. So, if you've got time, definitely mark your calendar, September 10th. Come join us. I hope to see you there.
Hello, dear listener. We're interrupting your regular podcast with an invitation.
Yep,
you're invited to join us at the Tipsy Exchange, where your hosts get tipsy and exchange ideas on a specific topic. Pop culture, true crime, unexplained phenomena. Nothing's off limits on the Tipsy Exchange.
So grab a drink and visit thetipsyexchange.com to find the show on Apple, Spotify, or whatever is your favorite podcast app. I'm Burley.
I'm LA. Now back to the show.
Hi, this is Amara from the Always Podcast. I want to make sure you know about another awesome show, the MacGyver SG-1 audio series.
His eyes darted over to Jack's weapon. Sam, start taking all the gunpowder out of these bullets. He stunned Jack by taking the gun from his hands and with one swift motion released the clip, discharging the bullets in the chamber before handing the empty gun back to the general.
It's written, edited, and performed by Mac Jackson of the MacGyver Podcast. He's bringing together the worlds of MacGyver and Stargate to bring us all new and ongoing adventures.
For some reason, something caused both Jack and MacGyver to glance up at the second floor office window that hung over the large storage hangar. It was a shadow of a moving figure, a figure who now was staring down at them. Before they could say anything or move, the man ran over to the railing and opened fire on them. In that moment, they each knew they were about to be riddled with bullets.
Get into the epic story and hear how brothers Mac and Jack work together.
Suddenly, he spun on his heels to his brother. Jack, give me your phone. The general quickly took it from his pocket and handed it over.
Yeah, it isn't working, you know.
No, not as a phone. With that, MacGyver knelt down and smashed Jack's cell phone off the ground and cracked it open. As he pried it apart and reached for his knife, Jack stood stunned.
That's my phone.
And how they disagree.
As he turned the engine off, he rechecked the inside of his pocket and pulled out his automatic handgun to check the chamber. As he verified the bullets loaded, he could see the disappointing glare of his brother in the seat next to him. What? This again? I don't like guns, Jack. Yeah, me neither. I like getting shot a lot less.
Subscribe and review today on Apple iTunes and like the Facebook page to keep up on all the latest episodes. I've been catching up on past episodes, and you don't want to miss it.